We're glad to present your speaker, Brother V.E. Howard.
My friends, many of you of our audience, sometime or another, has been seriously ill. Did you not follow the doctor's orders? Would you agree for the orders to be changed? Would you agree for your prescription to be changed, to be altered, or to be substituted? Every preacher must be certain that he administers the divine prescription just as the great physician, Jesus the Christ, gave it. Every individual must be certain that the doctor's orders have not been tampered with, because it is his soul that will be lost if he does not follow the divine orders of the only physician who can heal the sin-sick soul, that is Christ, God's Son. Every man, woman, boy, and girl should observe and examine very closely any spiritual remedy offered by religious teachers and leaders. Search the Scriptures. The Bible says, "Believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1. Watch for Scriptures misquoted or misapplied. Watch and listen to see if the religious instructor declares as non-essential any condition prescribed by the great physician. Beware of any person who might say, "I know the Bible says that, but I don't think it's necessary. What about the doctor's orders? Would that be acceptable with your prescription?" See that no religious teacher leaves out anything included in the great physician's orders. If he is not careful, if he has done scrupulous things about changing the doctor's orders, look at it. It might be well with your soul. Your soul might be in jeopardy. Remember, it is your soul that is to be saved or to be lost. It is a known conclusion that ignorance on the part of the druggist will not immune the sick person of the ill effects, even death itself, when the doctor's orders are not followed. Ignorance on the part of the sick person is not immunity from deadly effect of deadly poison. Some religious teachers may be careless or not properly informed in the Scriptures. Even some may be dishonest. The results are the same. A mistake cannot be changed in eternity. A person who may drink deadly poison through error, whether error on the part of the druggist or the individual for whom the prescription was filled, will be just as dead if he planned suicide. If the doctor's orders are so important that a preacher would demand absolutely and under no circumstances that his prescription be not changed, which is a matter of life or death for his body, would it not be more important for the soul? The price of being deceived may be the loss of a soul in eternity. The caution warnings are plainly displayed along with the divine orders of the great physician in the Bible, like, "Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the sons of disobedience," Ephesians 5:6. Another caution: "But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men," Matthew 15, verse 9. And another caution: "Every plant which my heavenly Father planted not shall be rooted up. Let them alone, they are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch," Matthew 15, 13, 14. And another caution: "Beware lest any man spoil you through his philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ," Colossians 2, verse 8. And another: "Touch not, taste not, nor handle, which are to perish with the using, after the doctrines and commandments of men," Colossians chapter 2, verses 21 and 22. May I present to you the doctor's orders for every sin-sick soul? You cannot be wrong by following the orders of the great physician. You may be lost in eternity if you do not follow his orders. Listen. All men must believe. Caution. Confidence in the doctor's orders or die. Hebrews 11 and 6. Without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the reward of them that diligently seek him. And again, John 8:24. "For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins." All men must repent. Warning: ignorance is no excuse. die if orders not followed. Jesus said, except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Luke 13:3-5. And again, and the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now he commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Acts 17:30. Another order of the doctor. Men must confess Christ. Warning. Allegiance to physician or cure denied. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Acts 8:37. And again, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 10:32. And another order from the doctor, the great physician. He said, all men must be baptized, buried with Christ by baptism into death. Warning. To change or modify the doctor's orders is to risk the loss of life. Hear the doctor, the great physician, the Savior of your soul, when he said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Mark 16:16. And again the order, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts 2:38. And again the doctor's orders, and now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Acts 22:16. And again, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should also walk in newness of life. Romans 6:3-4. Another order. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Acts 8:38. Let us give further consideration to the subject of baptism, which is plainly and most positively included in the divine prescription dictated by the great physician. Who is to be baptized? Notice, Jesus, in giving the great physician or giving the great commission, gave this order. He said, Matthew 28:19, teach all nations. Believers? Yes. Infants? No. Again, Mark 16:16, he that believeth and is baptized. Believers? Yes. Unbelievers? No. Infants? No. Again, Acts 8:30, understandest thou? Believers? Yes. Infants? No. And again, the orders are, who is to be baptized? Listen carefully. Hearing, believing, and were baptized. Acts 18:8. Were they believers? Yes. Infants? No. And again, baptized, rejoicing, believing in God. Acts 16:33-34. Were they believers? Yes. Infants? No. And again, Acts 2:38. Repent and be baptized. Were they believers? Yes. Infants? No. And again, they continued in the apostle doctrine. Believers? Yes. Infants? No. All that believed. Acts 2:44. Believers? Yes. Infants? No. Another question, why? Why should one be baptized? Note, the prescription not to be tampered with by men, for these are the doctor's orders. 1. For remission of sins. Acts 2:38. To be saved? Yes. Already saved? No. Wash away thy sins. Acts 22:16. To be saved? Yes. Already saved? No. Mark 16:16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. To be saved? Yes. Already saved? No. And again, baptized into Christ. Romans 6:3. Galatians 3:27. To be saved? Yes. Already saved? No. And again, baptism doth also now save us. To be saved? Yes. Already saved? No. And another part of this, of the doctor's orders, what element? and how. Note the warning. Let him be accursed who perverts this order. Galatians 1, verse 8. Came unto a certain water. Acts 8, 36. Immersion? Yes. Sprinkling? No. Pouring? No. John 3, 23. Where there was much water. Immersion? Yes. Sprinkling? No. Pouring? No. They went down both into the water. To be saved? Yes. Immersion? Yes. Sprinkling? No. Pouring? No. Buried with him by baptism. Romans 6, 3, 4. Immersion? Yes. Sprinkling? No. Pouring? No. Planted together in the likeness of his death. Romans 6, 5. Immersion? Yes. Sprinkling? No. Pouring? No. Buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him. Burial? Immersion? Yes. Sprinkling? No. Pouring? No. Ladies and gentlemen, hear me. Are you listening? No man nor group of men has the right or liberty to change, alter, or substitute in the divine prescription offered for man's salvation by the great physician. Yet, it is not uncommon for men today who claim to have been called by God to preach His Word, that is, to fill the divine prescription, to deliberately eliminate, modify, and substitute for God's divine remedy for sin. Follow very closely the scriptures just quoted, and you should have no difficulty in identifying any departure or perversion offered by men. Next, the doctor's orders give certain prescription for worship. Worship in spirit and in truth, he said. Notice the caution. To alter or substitute is to counterfeit. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. John 4, 24. The great physician prescribed that whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of, by the authority of, the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father by him. Colossians 3, 17. This divine order includes singing in worship. Let us consider this item of the physician's prescription. Caution. To add to or to take from is to deny the benefits of the prescription. Revelation 22, verses 18 and 19. Ephesians 5, 19, the Bible says, hymns and spiritual song, singing. Vocal music? Yes. Mechanical instruments? No. The order says, singing with grace in your hearts. Ephesians 19. Vocal music? Yes. Mechanical instruments? No. Matthew 16:30. When they had sung a hymn. Vocal music? Yes. Mechanical instruments? No. Acts 16:25. They prayed and sang praises unto God. Vocal music? Yes. Mechanical instruments? No. Romans 15:9. Sing unto thy name. Vocal music? Yes. Mechanical instruments? No. 1 Corinthians 14:15. Sing with the Spirit. Sing with the understanding. Vocal music? Yes. Mechanical instruments? No. Colossians 3:16. Singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Vocal music? Yes. Mechanical instruments? No. Hebrews 2:12. In the midst of the church will I sing. Vocal music? Yes. Mechanical instruments? No. James 5, verse 13. Let him sing praises. Vocal music? Yes. Mechanical instruments? No. The divinely dictated terms of worship includes prayer, which is to be offered in the name of Christ. Every item of worship prescribed by the authority of the great physician is to be honored. And the early Christians came together upon the first day of the week for the Lord's Supper, as you read in Acts chapter 20 and verse 7. This part divinely prescribed as a communion with the blood of Christ and a communion of the body of Christ, in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 16 and 17. And as often as you do it in memory of the Christ. These are the divine orders. The divine prescription ordered by the great physician cannot be bought with money. Yet it is within the reach of every responsible person on earth. It is simple, easy to be understood. It is the only prescription under heaven that can cure the sin-sick soul of man. Let no man tamper with the doctor's orders. It may mean the loss of your soul in eternity. And remember, the soul that may be lost